everyone. Welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. We're live here at Fetch Nashville, and we have Dr. Marty Goldstein here over my
there.
Shoulder. And he's sponsoring this wonderful conversation about Dr. Marty and the food that you have
Ta-da-da.
Here, which is fantastic. My friends, if you don't know who he is, well, let me tell you a little bit. He's known as the miracle worker by Forbes magazine. Dr. Marty has been leading voices in integrative veterinary medicine for more than 50 years. 50 years.
My God. Imagine, 53.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly.
53. He's the best-selling author of The Nature of Animal Healing and The Spirit of Animal Healing. He's appeared on national television programs, including The Oprah Winfrey Show, Martha Stewart Show, and Good Morning America. He stars in the critically acclaimed documentary, The Dog Doc, which is awesome.
I have to check that out. You must.
I know. It's really good. Okay, so let's talk about this. So tell me about the traditional pet food and the evolution of where we're at today.
Okay, I graduated Cornell Vet School in 1973. Genetically, I was losing my own health. All the males on my mother's side of the family had my same conditions. Out of fear and vanity, I started to search for my own health. I was number two in my class for a while at Cornell, so I knew medicine. And I stumbled upon Eastern philosophy, changed my diet. Those males in my family have now been dead 14 to 45 years. I will be 80 in 6 months. Do I look 80?
No. No, you don't. You look fantastic.
Do I act 80?
No, you don't.
So I applied that to our own family pets in feeding them biologically appropriate food, not the semi-moist foods we were taught to eat. My brother's dog, severe allergies, severe hip dysplasia, within 2 weeks was running around and the allergies subsided. And it was like, can health be this simple? But as I went to share it, I just got condemned and ridiculed and criticized. So I just started to work on animals one by one. And the first thing we did, and every single animal that came to me, and I worked on near a quarter of a million in my career. My average client was 590 miles away from my clinic. The first thing we did is we put them on biologically appropriate food. And even before the rest of the tests came in, and these animals were dying, and they were being treated conventionally, just on biologically food, they started to make turnarounds.
Wow.
So it was just common sense.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about what's in the food then. What is it? What's so wonderful about it?
Well, first of all, it simulates nature.
Okay.
It's all food. We passed APCO regulations,
okay.
And there is nothing in here that is an additive.
Okay.
So if you look at the label in so many foods, because they heat it, which destroys so many nutrients, they have to add back in. You'll see thiamine mononitrate, selenium sulfide, and this and that. Our food scientists with me figured out food that simulates nature. This is 81% protein, meat protein, and organ meats, which was their delicacy in the wild.
Wow.
And they love this stuff. So the reason I went freeze-dried is because we were selling 1,000 pounds a week of raw food out of our freezer in my practice. You know what? How expensive it is to ship that and freezing and this and that? This is shelf-stable up for 2 years.
Wow.
All the moisture is taken out.
Okay.
So you don't have microorganisms growing without... We use a process called HPP, high-pressure pasteurization, knocks out all pathogens, so there's not that fear in feeding raw food.
Right.
And animals just love this.
Yeah, and what are the ages in pet food, you know, should pet parents care about with the pet?
Yeah, ages are advanced glycation end products. This is going to be the new science that's going to enter our profession. It's needed. Heating food in the presence of carbohydrates and sugar creates these substances that are inflammatory, cause allergies, suppress the immune system. So what makes this food so good is there are no carbohydrates in here, and it's not heated. So this is ages free. We are actually now, through the American Holistic Veterinary Foundation, doing the research to create an international index on how to detect advanced glycation end products in food and rank them, and we'll be able to actually improve the entire pet food industry. And the big companies are going to jump on board because they love animals and they want animals to be healthy.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. What are some misconceptions that maybe pet parents might be doing wrong when they're looking at like home-cooked foods versus food that you have?
Yeah, they probably think they know what they're doing, but they're not getting it complete and balanced. We went through a long period on testing each food ingredient that's in here for zinc content, for, you know, this content, for vitamin D content. They're not going to do that. So, you know, that's why this is so simple.
Yeah.
And the proof of the pudding is the thousands of testimonials we've gotten in over the years on how well not only are dogs and cats doing, but how non-responsive animals were getting better just by feeding this.
Excellent.
You know, health is simple. Disease brings in complexity.
There it is. That's it.
There it is.
Dr. Marty Goldstein, everyone, thank you so much for joining us. All the great work that you're doing
thank
here.
Thank you for putting this on.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, our pleasure. This is great. Where can we learn more about it?
What?
Where can we learn more?
DrMartyPets.com.
There it is.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to rate this podcast as we continue to grow. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast Podcast. Take care, everyone.